Harry suddenly realized that the tape measure, which was measuring between his nostrils, was doing this on its own. Mr. Ollivander was flitting around the shelves, taking down boxes. "That will do," he said, and the tape measure crumbled into a heap on the floor. "Right then, Mr. Potter. Try this one. Beechwood and dragon heart string, 9 inches, nice and flexible. Just take it and give it a wave." Harry took the wand and, feeling foolish, waved it around a bit. But Mr. Ollivander snatched it out of his hand almost at once. "Maple and phoenix feather, 7 inches, quite whippy. Try." Harry tried, but he had hardly raised the wand when it too was snatched back by Mr. Ollivander. No, here, ebony and unicorn hair, 8.5 inches, springy. Go on, try it out." Harry tried and tried. He had no idea what Mr. Ollivander was waiting for. The pile of tried wands was mounting higher and higher on the spindly chair, but the more wands Mr. Ollivander pulled from the shelves, the happier he seemed to become. "Tricky customer, eh? Not to worry. We'll find the perfect match here somewhere. I wonder, now, yes, why not? Unusual combination. Holly and phoenix feather, 11 inches, nice and supple." Harry took the wand. He felt the sudden warmth in his fingers. He raised the wand above his head, brought it swishing down through the dusty air, and a stream of red and gold sparks shot from the end like a firework, throwing dancing spots of light onto the walls. Hagrid whooped and clapped, and Mr. Ollivander cried, "Oh, bravo! Yes, indeed! Oh, very good! Well, how curious! How very curious!" He put Harry's wand back into its box and wrapped it in brown paper, still muttering, "Curious, curious." "Sorry," said Harry, "but what's curious?" Mr. Ollivander fixed Harry with his pale stare. "I remember every wand I've ever sold, Mr. Potter. Every single one. It so happens that the phoenix whose tail feather is in your wand gave another feather, just one other. It is very curious indeed that you should be destined for this wand when its brother, why, its brother gave you that scar." Harry swallowed. "Yes, 13.5 inches, you. Curious indeed how these things happen. The wand chooses the wizard, remember. I think we must expect great things from you, Mr. Potter. After all, he who must not be named did great things. Terrible, yes, but great." Harry shivered. He wasn't sure he liked Mr. Ollivander too much. He paid 7 gold galleons for his wand, and Mr. Ollivander borrowed them from his shop.